Welcome back to WTBU News. Here's tonight's New England Report. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker and Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll have unveiled plans to limit the amount of visitors to Salem as Halloween nears closer. While the city would normally welcome costumed visitors this time of year, both it and the state of Massachusetts are urging visitors to stay home due to COVID-19. Last week, Driscoll announced safety measures that will run through October 29th that are aimed to protect both residents and the public, which includes suggesting that businesses require visitors to purchase tickets in advance, as well as putting up barriers on popular streets within the city. On top of such restrictions, many Halloween events in Salem have been canceled, including the Mayor's Night Out, the Salem Food Truck Festival, and the Kids' Costume Parade. Baker and Driscoll held a meeting yesterday in which they announced more restrictions that include road closures, early business shutdowns, and parking restrictions.
150 documents were attained in auction by the USS Constitution Museum in Boston on Wednesday. The museum is a nonprofit organization that works to protect ships and U.S. Navy vessels like the Old Ironside Ship, which is still in active service in the U.S. Navy in Charlestown. The documents were privately owned for 225 years, and the information in them reveals information about the Haitian revolutions. The documents also show, quote, construction, outfitting, and the first movements of the USS Constitution, end quote, says Anne Grimes Rand, the CEO and president of the USS Constitution Museum. These documents will be shown to the public on Wednesday on Facebook Live. This purchase was one of the largest in the past decade for the museum. The auction price is unknown, though a group nicknamed the Commodores, the museum's supporters, paid for the collection.
According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, New England is in for a warmer than average winter. The predictions, which were released last week, also state that there is an equal chance that New England can see more, less, or an equal amount of precipitation than years before. Additionally, drought conditions in the region are expected to improve. Despite these predictions, the NOAA is unable to predict the expected snowfall for winter 2020, as the website states that snowfall conditions generally cannot be made this early. The purpose of creating such predictions is part of the NOAA's effort to create a, quote, weather-ready nation, end quote, that will be prepared for the upcoming season.
On Tuesday night in Providence, Rhode Island, hundreds of people protested in honor of Jamal Gonsalves, a moped rider who remains in critical condition after crashing while being trailed by the Providence police. Many of the protesters being motorcyclists, they began their rally at 6 p.m. at the Knight Memorial Library with the Gonsalves family and rode through the streets as the sun set, chanting for Jamal. Jamal was struck on his moped while riding in a large group of motorcycles, mopeds, and ATV riders on Elmwood Avenue that was followed by the police. At this time, it is unclear if a police cruiser struck his moped or if a cruiser first hit a stop sign, then hit Gonsalves from behind. Although Gonsalves' family urged the protest to remain peaceful, objects began to fly through the air, one striking an officer in the head and sending him to a nearby hospital for care. After 7 arrests were made, protesters began to gather at the Providence Public Safety Complex, lighting off fireworks and continuing to throw objects at officers, leading to a total of 15 to 20 arrests. Gonsalves' stepfather, Bernard Tribble, told the crowd that violence solves nothing, saying, "But if we march peacefully and show the love and unity among us, we will get justice for Jamal."
A restaurant in New Hampshire has decided to close its doors rather than enforce the state's mask mandate. Roslyn Homemade Ice Cream Breakfast in Epping closed on Sunday until further notice after owners Joe Boge and Doreen Heselton said a customer reported them to the state attorney general's office due to people not wearing masks. Instead of having their license taken away, Boge and Heselton and their employees decided to shut down and put a sign up outside that reads, quote, "What happened to live free or die?" Boge and Heselton opened the establishment about 10 years ago. They switched to takeout only during the height of the pandemic and reopened indoor dining as soon as the state allowed. Roslyn's is still open for takeout ice cream.
An emergency meeting was held by Boston's licensing department on Wednesday due to many complaints about failure to follow COVID guidelines. There have been many complaints about restaurants located in Boston's Seaport area and South Boston seating parties over six and not dispersing lines that form. All Seaport and South Boston restaurants who have liquor licenses must attend Wednesday's meeting at 4:30 on Zoom. Due to the pandemic, Boston's licensing body gave out new rules for restaurants, creating applications for these establishments to get a temporary license for outdoor seating areas where food and drink can be served. The department stated that those who don't attend will receive punishment. It is unclear what this punishment will be.
A Vermont steer had to be wrangled from the middle of Interstate 91 after it escaped its enclosure in Newberry Wednesday morning, state police said. Troopers responded to a report of a large steer on I-91 South near mile marker 107 at 11:20 a.m., according to a press release from the Vermont State Police. When troopers arrived, the steer was located in the median, and its owners also arrived at the same time, police said. The owners told police that Willie, the steer, had escaped from his fenced-in enclosure, making his way onto both lanes of the highway. Troopers were able to slow down traffic so that the one-year-old steer could be guided back through an opening in a nearby fence and back home. No injuries were reported, and Vermont police jokingly stated that they would not be pressing charges against the animal. On behalf of Amanda Schneider, Melissa Ellen, Grace Ramey, Megan Forsyth, Hannah Barron, and Sammy Grobman, for WTBU News, I'm Alex Corey, and we'll be right back with your national report.